This copy is being prepared by Kenai Flight Service Station. The subject concerns the data request involving November 2587 Mike on July 31st, 2020 at approximately 1452 Coordinated Universal Time. The agencies and facilities involved in this data request are the Department of Transportation, Federal Aviation Administration, Kenai Flight Service Station. The position of operation being copied is Pre-Flight 5. I certify that the following is a true copy of the originally recorded transmissions pertaining to this data request. My name is Alan Rudisill. I am employed as a support specialist at Kenai Flight Service Station. This portion of the copy concerns communications at the Pre-Flight 5 position during the period of 1452 Coordinated Universal Time to 1456 Coordinated Universal Time on July 31st, 2020.
Kenai Flight Service.
Hi, good morning. Looking for a VFR. It's basic 2-3-5.
You're cutting in and out. You said you need a flight from Kenai to Fairbanks?
Yes, sir. Just looking for VFR information.
Okay, sounds good. Do you know what the tail number of the aircraft, sir? Gotcha. And are you going through Windy Pass or are you going Isabel? Okay, sounds good. I'd say it is a pretty favorable flight. You do have an advisory for some isolated turbulence, which is going to be your biggest issue right now. So starting right off, you do have air metro mount obscuration and then advisory for isolated moderate turbulence below 8,000 along the Alaska range. So that's going to be the biggest thing. On the north side, they have an advisory through mountain gap along the Alaska range. Strong surface wind out of the south, gusting 25 knots. So, that being said, for VFR conditions, it looks good. Soldado, 10 miles visibility forecast at 111,000. Are you off the west side of the coast there, sir? Beluga and Sionic and all that?
I'm going to
go south. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. So looking at Anchorage weather, it looks very well. The winds have died down. They're forecasting stronger winds, but it looks like that has stopped. They got 4 knots of wind out of the north-northeast, 10 miles visibility, clouds 6,000. Willow, beautiful, broken to overcast, unrestricted visibility beneath. Kalkeagan's got 3 knots of wind out of the north-northeast, 10 miles visibility, clear below 2,000. And then, look at some of the flight conditions, it's beautiful. You've got great visibility, higher ceilings, if anything. And then Summit and Honolulu cameras look very well. I can see the tops of the mountains, unrestricted visibility. McKinley is currently showing just 4 knots of wind, wind variable at 4, visibility at 10, clear below 1-2000, temperature 13, dew point 7, altimeter 2992. So from that indication, it's kind of telling me that maybe that wind died down and that system dissipated faster than I thought it was going to. So I think you should have no problem making a flight. Transitioning into Fairbanks, it's wide open, beautiful wind, calm visibility, 10 miles scattered at 900,500, broken ceiling, 20,000. Temperature 11, dew point 10, altimeter 2989. Forecast into Fairbanks is beautiful all day, wind variable 6, visibility better than 6, 2,000, 900,000, scattered 20,000. At Fairbanks, they did have a work in progress notice for Feeney on the east side, and that's going to be until 4 o'clock today. And then, let's see here, what else they got? They got runway 2 left and 20 right is closed except for ski aircraft. I don't know how they have ski except
gravel.
Yeah. But early for snow on skis. Anyway, any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like you got a great data for a VFR flight. Do request a pirate, especially through the pass for any turbulence or wind. Do you need to file a flight plan or anything else to get for you?
Not at this point.
Okay, sounds good, sir. Have a safe flight. Talk to you later.
This is the end of the Pre-Flight 5 copy concerning the data request involving November 2587 Mike.